Gotcha. Give my mind to the things you've tried. I'm the one that can satisfy you.
Do you want some of my Xanax?
No.
Need your happy pills.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got some Roxy's. Just keep your pants on.
Xanax is yummy. Xanax. Going to my belly. Xanax. We're running. Wait, what?
Welcome to Notcast, episode 180.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
Your Fuzzwolf, yes.
I'm quoting Anchorman. It's like, scotch. Going down into my belly.
I'm...
And he's like, I'm Ron Burgundy? Did somebody put a question mark on the teleprompter?
Yeah. I'm Shiva.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
And I'm Saverin.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure anymore.
At least for this time... At least for this time, and this moment in space-time.
Well, this It'll moment in space-time can change.
That's right.
How about this one? Still Saverin?
Still Saverin.
Oh. So, speaking of space-time, they posted a bit... What?
This is Doctor Who related.
This is Doctor Who related. The BBC posted a picture today, the first on-set picture of Eleven and the new companion, and Eleven's wearing a waistcoat with his bow tie. I'm like, yay! He looks even more old-school Doctor-y now. Like,
yay!
Waistcoats are cool. Or vests for you Yanks.
So yay, Doctor Who! Woo!
Sorry, have you guys seen the picture?
No.
No. Okay.
But I can find it, though. We have
Rory
the
and Amy are going to die in a horrific manner.
It doesn't say that. It says it's a heart-wrenching scene. It doesn't say they're going to die.
They're going to die.
They could, yeah.
This is Moffat.
Yes.
He's like, fuck everything. That thing you liked, it's dead.
Watch, angels will get them.
That cute kid, dead.
They had a baby. We're going to take it away and replace it with a grown adult.
It's going to turn into goo in her hands.
Do you like jelly babies?
Oh.
Oh, God. Everybody made that joke.
I hadn't heard it.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm like, I just want to say I did not make that up.
Not your fault.
Not my fault.
You just shared.
Yes. I felt the need to share. Oh, Twitpick, you suck.
It kind of does.
You twat.
Sucky, suck.
It's been a week, you know? Uh-huh. It's kind of like, wow, this week has kind of dragged on forever, even though it really hasn't. So, last week, you heard me talk.
Previously on Notcast.
Dun dun. We talked about yaoi Nazis. And so that was on Friday. I did get to go back to Akon on Saturday. My mom, you know, mentioned that she was being stubborn, so she was out there in the heat, and I was at the convention in the heat. they probably broke 25,000 this year. I really have no doubts.
Some people were saying they thought it seemed like less people were there.
Yeah, it just seemed less crowded this year.
Mm.
I don't know, but it certainly was hot in there.
Eleven and new companion.
Ah.
Let me see.
Doesn't he look snazzy in his new jacket? And
oh, he does.
Yeah.
I like that better than the brown tweed.
Yeah, the darker jacket's nice and the slight
That's
gray.
Kind of eighth-ish. In a way.
Well, 8 had a cravat instead of a bow tie.
Well, but that's because 11 wears bow ties.
With the waist, because bow ties are cool.
That's right.
Oh, God. I went to our friend Kitra had that thing where at the cosmetology school.
Uh-huh.
And I volunteered to be one of her little test subjects, so went up and she practiced her cosmetology stuff on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going and I'm checking out at the counter, and there's this kid at the front counter wearing a bow tie. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, nice bow tie. He says, yes, bow ties are cool. It's like, so you're a Doctor Who fan? It's like, yes! And then we nerded at each other for a couple moments. But it's like, okay, bow tie, have to say the magic, so I have to compliment it, say to see if he can words. Get the bow ties are cool line out of them.
Oh, awesome.
And I did. It was like, woo!
There was a guy, there was a writer at that webcomic expo that I went to last year. I might have mentioned that. We're like, he looked kind of Matt Smithy, and he had a tweed jacket and a bow tie, but it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like the same color shirt or anything like that. And I was like, it was almost a cosplay, but not quite. And I didn't want to accidentally insult him and be like, hey, nice 11th Doctor cosplay. And he's like, he'd be like, I'm not cosplaying. I just dressed this way.
I'm not cosplaying. I'm the Doctor.
It was like so close that I wasn't sure, and so I didn't say anything. But
all you have to say is nice bow tie. And so if they say bow ties are cool, you know you're in.
Yeah,
it's right. The secret handshake of the Doctor Who fan world. But anyway, it's tangenting back to Akon. Which is, I keep wanting to say Anthrocon because that's in a week, but
right. But this is AK instead of AC.
AK instead of AC.
Yeah.
So
it's actually PA because it's Project Akon, but PA is also Prince Albert. On this show, we don't want to get those two mixed up because 18,000 people shoved through a hole in your cock sounds painful. So let's just call it AK. Anyway, continue with your con reports, Evan.
Anyways. It was a lot of fun. My friend Tesser and I took the train downtown. The Green Line gives you an interesting view.
Well, I'm just imagining y'all on the train with the.
It made it really convenient because just hop on the train, get where we're going, get downtown.
Yeah, I like taking the train down to there.
Yeah, come on, ride that train.
You ride it.
My school's mascot was a bloody train. You have no idea how many times they dragged out that song.
Oh my
god! For pep rallies.
When that song came out, the principal must have been, "Our moment has arrived. We're gonna win this year." They wrote it just for us.
We arrived just in time for a photo shoot that we were both interested in. We took a lot of photos there. Got a bunch of other cool cosplay photos.
I see.
Yes.
Bubble pipe.
Yeah. Got a lot of other good cosplay photos. Just basically hung around with people. I didn't do any panels. I popped my head in a couple of anime rooms to see what was playing. But it's always like in the middle of some episode that's from the middle of a series. So it's like,
yeah,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
Unless you've decided to be a total sad git and just sit in the video room all weekend long from beginning to end, then you would not know what was going on.
The only thing you can really do is wait for the beginning of a series and try to block in time to start it. So
yeah, but that would require a lot more planning than I generally approach Akon with.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My Akon is, I'm going to go down there and talk to people and hang out and meet people and maybe buy some stuff. And take a bunch of photos with my camera.
Wow.
And
what a luxury to attend a con but not really plan anything.
Oh, God, I know.
I wonder what that feels like.
Well, see, that's kind of the reason why I did that.
Uh-huh.
It's like I just went and had fun and met people. And, you know, if I ran into people that I knew, cool. Otherwise, what of?
Yeah.
There was the Furry Fiesta room party, which
I was going to say, I was at Akon too.
You know, it's kind of funny. I watched more anime at the room party than I did at the rest of the convention.
I didn't even know if you'd gone to the room party.
Yeah. Or not.
I popped in a little bit before it started because I wanted to see where it's at. Uh-huh. And Sam had put on Trigun Badlands Rumble to sort of watch it before anybody got there. So I sat and watched that when my phone recharged because I had drained that sucker dry taking photos all day.
Mm.
And I liked it. It was pretty good. It's like a really long Trigun episode.
Mm-hmm. It's decent. It was actually really decent.
But yeah, that was pretty much it. I mean, I hung out with friends and took a lot of photos. And I spent, I think, a whole $20 on stuff.
Mm.
Because I'm like, I'm not enough. Well, okay. Let me rephrase that. I spent $20 on stuff Because to purchase things I thought looked really cool would have been a couple hundred.
Yeah.
So,
man, you can afford it. You got that fat cock podcasting money.
Well,
from doing like 6 shows
a day. No.
So,
if you know, because I like model kits and doing models, but.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching, indeed. Mm-hmm. Or even like the Revoltech style, super articulated action figures of the Gundams are retardedly expensive.
Yeah, you know? And those are the kinds that I really see are worth sinking the money into.
Well, I see that Vashla Stampede figure over there. Mm-hmm. It got a reprint because of Trigun Battle's Rumble, and I had wanted one of them for like a decade. And Anime Pop down the street actually had it for $40, which is their retail price in America. They're like 30,000 yen in Japan. So I don't really have a problem paying a teensy bit premium.
For shipping overseas, if nothing else.
Yeah, and I figure if I really want to get the rest, like a Wolfwood figure, I could get one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For $40, as opposed to the $15 premium on everything that's at Akon. Because, like, there's a really cool a la carte one from Helsing.
Mm-hmm.
And $40 to Anime Pop, $55 at the con.
It's always a markup there. That's why I don't really go there to buy things, because most of it I can find it cheaper
elsewhere.
Well,
hell, I can get pretty much anything I want off Right Stuff or go to Anime Pop and order it.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Or Amazon, even, for chunks of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It used to be
I buy my anime off Amazon usually.
It used to be you went to Akon to buy the stuff you'll never see, and then it's the same old shit everywhere. But I helped put on the Furry Fiesta room party. I swear I've got the load in and load that out for room parties at Akon down to a fine science. I've been doing them so long. First for my own personal ones, and then the last couple of years financed by Furry Fiesta. Just roll in, put this down, start the food set up, and party. So
and my Wii survived.
Yeah, well, we brought our Wii too.
Okay.
But we've got it. We now know all the hookups for the hotel, and you know what connectors work for those particular TVs. Cool. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was a fun experience. I mean, no. And yeah, it's a $50 it's a $50 ticket to get in, you know?
It is.
But I've prepaid
it's
for
not
all.
Not that much, really.
It's not that much. And the fact that I did that at like the first, January 1st, I've put down money on like 6 conventions that I was going to do throughout the year.
Jesus.
So.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even like, oh God, I pay $50. I gotta get my money's worth. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go and have some fun. So, you know, we shall. You know, hopefully, I'll be able to attend all of them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I don't know. I've just last couple of years. It's like ever since I moved back from Australia, I just haven't gotten back into the con scene. I do Furry Fiesta, I do OklaCon, and that's about all I really do. I go.
So that's one working con and one fun con.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
And it's just, Akon has just lost its shine for me the last couple of years. I don't know what it is, it's just...
It's so big.
Yeah, it's so big, and it's just not unique like it used to be. Maybe I'm just old and jaded, but it's just not it.
Well, so, first of the year, I put down money for Every Free Northwest, Akon, Anime Fest, OklaCon. And I think one other one that I'm forgetting. But then even then I've tossed in, you know, went to DCC with Fuzz here and, you know, might end up going to Cantaloupe Gardens here in the fall. It's in Ohio.
Well, if you're,
might be cool.
If you're, like, invited as a guest or something, that's
a different
story.
We're, like, going to be doing that, but. It's kind of cool to be like, yeah, I'm going to this convention as a guest. But it's also nice to be able to attend conventions and just go and do stuff. So, like, Anime Fest is going to be down in the same space that AKON is this year. Because AKON's moving on to something bigger.
Right.
Which, oh, shit.
What?
You know, at first I thought Everfree's sponsor membership was way overpriced, but it includes an autograph with every actor.
Every one.
Which are normally $20 a pop, and front of the line privileges at all panels and signings. It's $350 for the sponsor membership.
But that's also like,
but that includes all your autographs, but just, you know.
Is no less, let's see, 4, 7, 8, 9, probably 10 of them.
Right, so that's $200 right there.
Yeah.
And it's normally like 40 plus, to get in. So
that's a big fundraiser.
You are still giving some back to the con, at least, but.
Well, you're sponsoring them existing.
Fuck. I guess I could upgrade, but God, you see, that's the problem is like, shit, we're buying a house this year. I don't have, like, money to just be throwing around.
Yeah.
This is the 1 year I don't have money to just be throwing around.
You know, when it comes to, like, bad habits and stuff, conventions are kind of my thing. I don't ever spend a lot of money on them, but I enjoy going to them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not buying cameras. I'm going and traveling.
Yeah. It's not the... It's not even a registration fee. For the far afield ones, I mean, it's the travel and it's the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where you're really going to rack up your cash there.
Yep. But, yeah, I mean, conventioning is fun.
Yeah, it is. I enjoy my FurryCon lifestyle. You afford your FurryCon lifestyle by being a dealer. That's how you do it.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys know that Cake song, Rock and Roll Lifestyle.
No.
Oh, it's how do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle. You know, it's Cake's typical style. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's like your liver pays dearly for youthful magic moments. So rock on completely with some brand new components. It's talking about... Oh, when you're older, you're this rock and roll lifestyle of going and drinking and getting banged by guys in rock bands is going to catch up with you. You know? So, I mean, I'd like, your anus pays dearly for the last few moments. They get a furry con lifestyle instead.
Well, I'll see if I do that idea, like you mentioned earlier, which I'm not going to say on air because someone else will do it. I could start paying part of my way to conventions. Yeah.
What I'd mentioned earlier was that he should take some Roxy's and show his pussy.
Yeah. I'm going to be a FurryCon prostitute. No, I'm not.
Because what's funny is the prostitutes that are at FurryCons don't get any business because they're women. Oh, look at me living up to the furry stereotype. Oh, dear.
What a queer.
But no, it was like, what was it? Was it one AC? There was a prostitute out front of the Westin. And, oh, we talked about it on the show, I think. And we were like, ain't nobody paid for that. They're giving it away for free inside.
Besides, yours has tits all over it. They don't do tits.
Wait, what?
What happened?
Oh, shit, okay.
You're reading
The Daily Show. Well, I clicked open the Safari so I could go to open the emails. Because I have to log into Gmail.
A likely story.
And The Daily Show, this breaking news, I'll have another condemned to a life of banging every mare in sight. Hey, does this elbow tendon look swollen to you? I'll have another is a racehorse.
Yes. Who was
retired because he hurt his leg or something.
Yeah.
And couldn't run the next race. But I had this moment of, why is Jon Stewart talking about banging every... Oh. Right. Okay. And it was like... Seems like a guy in your position would have no problem getting out of the horse, John. Make some calls. Oh, goodness.
There's some headlines on CNN about that today.
That.
Talking about, you know, it's like there's millions in stud money waiting for a retiring racehorse. It's like, yeah, you know, that highly prized horse semen. No, I know it's expensive.
Oh, I know. It's just a phrase that made me...
Yeah.
Aw, I've lost 2 followers. Sad.
Are they under the couch?
No. It's like I was at a nice round number, and now two people decided I wasn't pony enough anymore, or something. I don't know.
Or more likely, Twitter banned a couple of spam accounts that happened to be following you.
Probably.
That could be.
I try to keep that clear, but...
Oh, I used to, like, when I first got on Twitter, I would go in and auto-block the people that are clearly spam accounts, and then it just got to be too much to try to keep up with. Yeah. So, like, I just knock, like, 20% off my follower list. I don't even know what the ratio is of spam accounts to real accounts. But it'd be interesting to know, actually. I wonder if they've done any numbers on that.
Holy shit, we got a lot of emails.
Just now looking at it?
Well, I didn't look at, like... I hadn't really paid attention.
You didn't look at it, yes.
And it was like, I hadn't paid attention to the inbox. So I'd say, okay, there's one or two at a time. Look at them. Okay, yeah, yeah. And then I look at the... But when I go into the Gmail box, it doesn't indicate... You know, it shows exactly how many there are that... haven't been read, quotation marks, because all the emails go into the Notcast account but are also forwarded to each of us. So we read all the emails that come in.
Yeah, and then you don't realize how much they've built up until you actually log into the Notcast account, and it's like wow.
Damn. But so, hey,
speaking of conventions, we should go ahead and mention this in the convention talk. We're going to AnswerCon next week. Next week! Oh, God!
Oh, my God. See, that one's spam.
By this time next week, I will be like a crying heap. Because I'll have just dealt with Friday at the con.
Oh, God.
Massively
you
busy.
You have four other people with you behind that table. You'll
True.
Be just fine.
Okay. I know AC will be fine.
Well, by this time, you'll have packed up your table, eaten dinner, and you'll have your cock and some hot little twink, so you'll be okay.
And the thing is,
you're right, Shiva. No.
And see, the best thing is if you find the right twink, they have, you know, their backs are flat enough to put a plate on.
You can have dinner.
You can eat your sandwich while you're fucking
your twink. Oh.
That's great. That's beautiful. You know, there was like a, oh man, when that I Like Big Butt song came out a few years ago, there was a comedian talking about, he's like, how true that is. He's like, I want an ass so big I could put a clock radio and a buffet on that shit.
God.
Oh, goodness me. All right, so we are going to go into emails because we have a lot of them.
It's a shout out.
Yes, I'd like to give a shout out to all of our wonderful listeners and the people that still listen to us for whatever reason.
See, on that note, there was an email that... Oh, okay, all right. So I want to read this email because this is, interestingly, kind of on topic for what we were just talking about. Silly questions time! Question one. What is the strangest vocalization to make during sex?
That's up there.
He bit down.
The howl of the majestic dragon wolf. Just screaming one up as I come.
One up or one up?
One up. What about you, Shiro? Well, question two is, what is the strangest vocalization you guys have made during sex? I imagine for you it's that sound when a Tetris piece vanishes.
Yes, because like, the line vanishes.
Or whatever.
Let's go!
So that's Saverin.
Whee!
How fast would that get you dumped? If while Panther's fucking you, you just sit there with the pony soundboard and play different sound bites.
Oh. Hey, honey, I got an idea. Let's do this.
Pinkie Pie style!
You would get so much glare and then kicked out.
That is correct, madame.
I'll stop now.
Tyrion would... would be so pissed, but it would be so worth it. And as I'm sitting there, after I've been kicked, I just don't know what went wrong. Okay, God, I don't know what the strange is. You know, I'm actually not very vocal.
Gently, please!
I couldn't fit it all in.
Yep.
I'm not very vocal during sex.
Yeah, it's not really... Dudes aren't really vocal.
Well, some people are and some people... No. I've fucked some dudes that were pretty vocal.
Okay, I've never done that, so...
Should I play
I'm going to do my
here?
Little hands waving in the air.
Noisy.
That's fine. I mean, one of us has to be different. I do have to say, girls are a lot more vocal than guys,
yep.
Typically.
They sure are.
You have a lot more nerves than the anus does.
Yeah, kind of. I mean... Kind of.
The savage I've with. Just sort of lean.
Stare at the couch.
The couch.
Do the marshmallow neck thing.
Well, I've done anal and I've done not anal, and yeah, I say not anal is funner, but you know.
When you have a very ready-made
hole
opening.
Orifice.
It's not aftermarket.
Man, you know, getting those aftermarket anuses put in with all the fucking spinners and shit. It like, if you hit the right spot, the spoiler pops out. What the fuck?
Yeah, that would be a really weird vocalization. Somebody bends over, pulls out the cheek, goes, check out my ribs! And I was like, well, I was before you put it that way. Their sphincter is spinning.
Oh, God, aftermarket rim.
They have neon tubing around their cheeks. Like, if I spank them, I get fucking glass shards in my hand.
No, I imagine it was like either that or it's something for you, something like a Simon game. Boop, 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 spank, spank, spank.
Oh, boop, spank, spank, spank. A bionic ass. That would be awesome.
No, I just think it would light up in a pattern and you have to follow that pattern with
right.
Your hand. And then you get to the next level.
And they're playing their reverb music on their headphones while it's going on.
It's like whack-a-mole. Paired with spanking.
Oh, wow. Suddenly dubstep is good.
Drop the bass. Wub. Wub, wub, wub. And they're like shaking their ass in time to the wub. All right. So
sorry about all the bass. I had burritos tonight.
Oh!
That's not bass. That's not bass at all.
Ooh, you got a little nasty reverb on that app there.
So, you, sir, are fired.
Moving on to the next question.
She grabbed a hold of my whammy bar.
Is that when you make him squeal?
You gotta tweak it, right? Just gonna just tug it.
Gotta tune that twink.
Alright. Next step.
Question three.
Oh, there's more.
Yes, there's more. Whenever I have sex with my girlfriend, these tentacle-like appendages come out of her vagina and wrap around my schlong and keeps me inside her until we both orgasm several times. I hardly ever get any sleep, and I always feel completely drained of energy when we get done. Should I be worried?
No.
Your girlfriend's a changeling.
She has an octopusoir. It's perfectly normal.
I was going to say, that sounds perfectly normal to me.
It could be worse. It could be a pussy troll.
I was going to say.
Or a razor snail.
What?
I was going to say, those tentacles are the natural predator of the pussy troll. You know, it's how you're sure that your girlfriend is clear of those.
Oh, she must be Asian. Asians always come with tentacles.
Yes.
So, okay.
Number four.
Oh, God.
I'm also looking for new ways to please my girlfriend. What are the best things to stick her with? Not knives.
No.
Definitely not knives.
Wooden stakes.
Your penis.
Raw steak.
Raw steak. She's not Lady Gaga. We're not going to cover her in raw meat.
She might. She might get
her
like it.
Get her a Hitachi magic wand. You should totally do that.
The wand chooses the wizard.
Go in. That's when you take her into the sex store and you wait to see which one buzzes as she walks by. That one's yes, the one that looks like a pink unicorn head. That one's yours.
Hmm. Teak with a double A center. It's a powerful wand indeed.
Powerful wand for a powerful wizard.
Question 5. One time I stuck an electrode up my butt, and now my orgasms feel really weird. What should I do?
Take the electrode out.
Good night, big boss. Isaiah.
And are we still...
What exactly is an electrode?
It's like those little pads with like a...
A wire that goes to them that pass electricity.
That's it? Okay. I don't know if that was like a...
Well, if you didn't get it on the prostate, you didn't get it in the right spot, so that's why it feels weird.
Oh, okay. So you should put it on the outside.
Unless he means that he did it wrong and, like, did nerve damage.
Electroplay.
That would suck.
This isn't serious.
And are we still up for the interview? Well, yeah, you just need to contact me and
ask. I thought he said he had contacted you.
I told him, yeah, we can totally do an interview.
Well, then you need to set that up.
All right. Jeez. Moving on.
Mr. Podcast Man. Mr. Man. Your number one fan.
All right, so next email. I will read an email. In response to episode 176. Dear Notcast, honestly, the thought of doing naughty things to Shiva was about on the level of videotaping Fuzzwolf and Saverin in a threesome with Patrick Stewart. But increased interesting, but extremely unlikely. I mean, y'all are big, big internet celebrities and all.
Bullshit.
Massive quotation fingers. I added those. And I'm just a face in the crowd. After 176, my mind is awash with naughty thoughts. Curse you. So, Shiva? Want a yaff?
Nope.
You sure?
Engage.
Maybe? I don't know. I'll flip a coin. We'll see what... If it lands on edge, we're just going to make out.
Which end is up?
Motorboating. Alright. In response to another thing Shiva mentioned, hugs seem highly underrated in current society, as does physical closeness in general. In my FCCon report, I mentioned the sheer lack of hugs present, and if not there, where would you find hugs in this horrible country?
In the van marked free hugs.
Anime cons.
Yay, one of the smelly hugs.
Well, yeah. The thing is, people are so germphobic and so like, oh god, this person might have lice, bed bugs, insert parasite here, crabs. That people in all don't normally do closeness in the U.S. Like getting inside a person's personal space is viewed as aggression, and you know. Touching people without their consent, just sort of random hugging, is grounds for, like, sexual harassment.
Or assault charges.
So people tend to keep to themselves. And I'm fine with that. So I had this moment, right, where I was doing a craft show with me and my dad, because my mom was still in the hospital at this point. And he had this other vendor who were driving to get out because we just... spent that evening setting up the booth, right? And he gets right up in my dad's face, like 3 inches from his nose. And he's a tall guy. He's taller than my dad. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my god. Because my dad got out of the truck to ask this guy to move his stuff so we could drive past. I thought this dude was like getting up in my dad's grill and like gonna punch him. Because there would have been a problem if that had been the case. You know, least of all, I can't drive stick. No, it just turns out that the other...
And you're a fox and you can't drive a stick.
Anyways, it turns out that the guy's like hard of hearing or whatever. But in our culture, my immediate response for him getting so close, he gets close because he can't hear well. But my immediate response is that he is being aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just how we're kind of coded here in the U.S. We like our personal space. Don't get it up each other's grills.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you want free hugs, be the free hug you wish to be.
You can go have a sign that says free hugs.
And then other people may hug you, and you'll get all the hugs you like. And possibly lice. But-
Oh. Hugs from lice. It's like having a million hugs at once.
And watch out for hugging... God, a fursuit with lice, wouldn't that be a problem?
Oh, just don't even go there.
Well, they can't really host lice because there's no...
They can host lice the same as if, you know, like hats and such can. Catch a ride.
True.
I mean...
So, don't hug anything ever and douse yourself in alcohol every 5 minutes or you're going to die.
There you go. That's good advice.
There you go. It also brings mention none of y'all have pictures up, but after 4 years, perhaps we deserve a group photo. I mean, I'd like to assure Siva she's not hideous, as most people are moderately attractive. But based on some of the videos of burn and car crash victims they showed us in health class and driver's ed, respectively, along with what I see as the bus daily, growth the size of golf balls on the face and neck, cloudy, glassy eyes, and people with spines so distorted, looks like they have a third arm coming out of their backs. I'm not comfortable saying anything without photographic evidence. Either way, if I end up in Texas for some ungodly reason, or you end up in California, I'll hug you all the same. Smiley face. Hugs for all the cast. Motoko, you.
Well, let me clarify. That's what I thought of myself when I was growing up. Now I don't think I'm hot, but I don't think I'm hideous.
When I say, behold my hideous true form, it's only facetiously.
So, but no, we don't have any real photos up. I don't have any on my FA.
That's because we're Fairfax. We don't do photos.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I'll do drugs. Just weed.
Which isn't a drug. No, I just haven't really done it or anything.
That's right, we haven't done it, Shiva. God. It's been 4 years.
Closest we might get is art of our characters together. So, No.
Let's make love.
Let's see, we got a couple of others. Here's a funny one. A really silly question, a follow-up on behalf of my friend. Dear Notcast, as an otter, I often break clams in my belly to suck out their moist innards. However, some are particularly hard to open, and I need a rock to help. This hurts my belly if I miss my mark and end up hitting my stomach. My question is how can I improve my aim and or make it so it doesn't hurt so much if I hit my belly? I want you to know I can enjoy a nice meal without getting a stomach ache before I eat.
What you do is you get a board, right?
Mm-hmm.
You put the board across your belly and put the clam on it. So if you miss, it distributes the impact.
Yay, science!
Science.
Wow, that's actually a way more serious answer than I thought possible.
And actually, some otters do that in the wild.
Really?
Let's see.
Yeah.
Oh, they're smart little fuckers, aren't they?
Yeah.
This is a follow-up for way back, so... As for the follow-up, I'm a friend of your lazy fan that sent a... you an email from episode 128. With his permission, I want to tell you how he is.
Jesus, that was over a year ago.
To summarize, if you don't remember, Lazy and his friend tried to meet up but got into a relationship sooner than they intended. A while later, a third person entered the equation and became good friends with Lazy's friends. The third sent gifts to Lazy's friend, which made Lazy jealous, since he was unable to show affection to his then-boyfriend like that. After a period of time, the two broke up but stayed friends. But after an incident that made Lazy feel unappreciated and belittled, he broke off communication with the pair, trying to work things out by himself. It wasn't until later that we found out the third person was actually friends with Lazy's ex before he met any of us. And it was with his help that Lazy's ex even tried to make friends with people online in the first place. After Lazy received this information, he was able to put things into perspective and slowly started to open communications again. And though the start was rocky, the two were soon back to being as good friends as they were before. My thanks to all the Notcast crew for being there for them and countless others, and I hope you continue to doing what you do for a long time to come. Yours truly, Fortune Otter. Well, I'm glad they were able to patch things up.
Yep. That is good news.
I mean, is really good.
Perspective is important.
Excuse me. Sorry. Perspective.
Oh.
Perspective.
Oh.
Read an email, Fuzz.
Okay. Silly question. Dear Notcast, sorry for the wall of text. My question for you is, if huskies are the new foxes, then what are the new huskies? Thanks, Flatfoot Fox. P.S. Sorry for the unnecessary postscript.
So,
okay, what are the new huskies?
So something slutty, something, easy access. I don't know.
God, I don't even know.
Dragons? I don't know.
Dragons are sometimes subby. Yes.
Yeah, they can be pretty darn subby. I've seen...
And also
shit.
Also pretty darn dommy, too. Actually,
it depends on how muscly they're drawn.
I saw a great picture by Heather Bruton. Mm-hmm. She did the human scaly drawing, and it was a male anthro dragon just coming buckets all over this human woman's tits.
One.
It was great.
It was just in my feed. I just saw that. I don't know. I can't think of something that would slip into Husky's place. I think the Huskies are still the new Huskies.
I didn't think of a lot of things that will slip into a Husky's place. Oh!
I'll say Rams.
Rams?
Oh, goats. I was talking to a friend about this the other day. Because one artist, Llama Butt, he's R13, I think, on FA, started drawing this subby, twinky goat character. And I think goats are my new thing. It's the cute little tail, mm-hmm. goats and rams. And if they're drawn really twinky and have that cute little tail, you just want to fuck the shit out of them, and the horns give you something to hold on to. Goats. Definitely goats. Future is in goats. Invest heavily in goats.
That's our predictions.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. This is like mad money. You know,
quick,
stock market
push
podcast.
Push buttons to make silly noises.
Morga! Ruga! Goats. Invest heavily in goats. GSE on the ticker.
Actually, I will... go back on that one.
Are you going to invest in goats?
Yes, actually, hang on. I'm going to open my Spark Trade.
Oh,
that even the account. It's like my Spark Trade is that. That's the thing, right? Spark.
Sparkle Dog. What?
No, the program for trading.
I have no idea.
I don't know. God,
it's a thing.
We don't have money to invest. We're furries. Joking. Okay. Actually, I do have stock, but I, you know, that's all run by the company, so whatever.
Oh, the God, Gmail, why are you being so terrible?
What's wrong with your Gmail?
I'm trying to download. So I opened an email that's not actually an email. It's a guy who sent us music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're going to probably play one of his songs for the music break.
Here, read it off of mine then.
Yes.
I got it here.
Huh? Oh, no, I already...
Well, what are you bitching about then?
I'm not bitching about anything! God, it didn't want to download! Quit questioning me!
Read the email! God, you're terrible at this! It's like you've never done a podcast before.
Only 180 of them.
Oh, God!
Abused Fennec.
Oh, God. Anyways.
Is that abused Fennec or coming Fennec?
I was wondering that.
Oh, God. There's one of those rare vocalizations. Oh, God. Got right in my eye.
There's blood everywhere. Wait, no. That's a terrible thing. Let me read an email. Goddamn. Alright, Hitachi, the magic wand.
Are you going to read an email? Fuck,
hurry
up.
Shut the fuck up, goddamn. Yes. Last week, you used an equivalent of the Hitachi magic wand as your item of the week.
Why would you do that?
However, I could tell that none of you have fully experienced the joys of a Hitachi magic wand. It's certainly no crime, but it does mean you unintentionally undercovered one of the best massager sex toy combinations in existence. You touched upon the massage aspect of the wand. I heartily agree that it's an impressive massager, but not certain you effectively conveyed why. The need for a wall plug, which involves a decent 6-foot long cord and additional 1-foot handle, 6-foot long cord and additional 1-foot handle, means that, well, on low setting, it works beautifully as a massager for working kinks out.
It's like using a jackhammer on your clit.
On high power, it's doubly so, but you probably won't be feeling much from skin surfaces that receive direct attention for any length of time.
That's a great idea, to make a vibrator that looked like a little jackhammer. And call it the Clip Buster 9000.
On the female body, the magic wand is indeed a fantastic vibrator. First time I used one, through clothing, it took between 5 and 10 seconds for it to fulfill its purpose. Bodies adjust sensations, so that has faded over time, but it remains the most powerful vibrator I have ever used. However, the cast generally dismissed its usefulness as a vibrator on the male body. If no gentleman on cast has ever applied a vibrator to the shaft of his penis, I encourage the experience.
Saverin, have you?
No, I haven't.
I have. It's actually pretty good.
Well, I could probably remedy the situation pretty easy.
Do you want me to motorboat on the shaft of your penis?
No, I know somebody who has one.
Yeah, I have one. It's not going against the shaft of your penis, though.
I wasn't asking you.
I just like saying shaft.
Penis. I'd never seen the expression of pure sensation overload on a man's face before I saw one of my wand. The one my wand inspired.
It was really cool, actually, because my eyes rolled all the way around. Because I did this at the optometrist's office because he wanted to examine my optic nerve. So I pulled out the vibe. My eyeballs flipped completely around, and he was able to see the backs of my eyes and make sure that they were good and healthy before I got my new glasses. It's way safer than the eye drops because you don't have to wear those big old man sunglasses when you go out and, you know, your pupils aren't all dilated and everything. Although the head of my cock was dilated from the oceans of cum that were pouring out of it after using the vibrator. Anyway, continue to email, Saverin.
Anyways. It's also, or so I'm told, an excellent addition to oral when applied to the base of the balls and pressed down in time with one's mouth movements. Keep in mind that the vibrations are extremely powerful. They work their way into the body beyond the pure surface it's applied to, so it needn't be shoved up the butt to stimulate it. Finally, the Hitachi Magic Wand adds a surprising sensation when combined with other toys. While I haven't tried it with anal beads or a butt plug, its vibrations when applied externally work their way nicely to vaginal beads, giving an internal vibration without internal application. I imagine the effect to be similar with male toys. The ultimate combination is with a toy that is, I must admit, a bit squeaky at base for some people, but if you don't think about what it's meant to be used for, instead of think of what it is, a flexible but firm surface that touches every available millimeter of the penis and puts the balls against itself. A chastity device large enough to be used while hard serves to distribute those intense vibrations over every available bit of a man's package. If a thought sensation overload was thrilling on bare skin, this combination added uncontrolled flailing to an incredible expression that I was getting. I will treasure those memories for a long, long time. Heart. Finally, the wand has multiple attachments and shapes of other sex toys that can be fitted over the head and inserted. Well, insert body or heart here. So if you wanted internal direct stimulation, it's definitely available. TLDR, the Hitachi Magic Wand is incredibly versatile, a powerful tool for muscle relaxation and sex play. If you haven't tried one, do. It's awesome. Anonymous. Just as a note, the only reason I didn't put the Hitachi Magic Wand is that you only would get 20% off using our coupon code and not free shipping. Actually, you get free shipping because it's over $50. But the knockoff one, you could get the full 50% off.
So you could still get a discount, but yeah, just not the full, our usual spiel.
Our usual spiel you wouldn't get. You would get the 20% off.
Mm-hmm. So
there you go. Hitachi Magic Wand. Yay!
Yeah, the touch, the sight, the sound, Hitachi.
The vibration of your life.
Okay, well, here's one. Was it my turn or is it Fuzz's? I lost track. I'm derp tonight.
I think it's yours. Because okay. I started and then he read.
I thought so. Okay.
Yep.
On topic email. I have a very serious question I need your help answering. It has always been stated the stated opinion of the cast that one should not stick your dick in crazy. I was wondering if this rule still applies if both parties involved are crazy. In other words, if I'm crazy, can I stick my dick in other crazy, or should I seek out sanity? From longtime listener, first-time writer, beside the contest, who doesn't use a fursona, Charles. So, is crazy okay to fuck crazy?
That's yes. actually ideal.
Yeah, yeah, I
crazy
think that's great.
Crazy should fuck other crazy.
Because they can't seek sanity, because sanity will follow our advice and run the other way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're both crazy,
then it cancels each other out.
Or they can be individually crazy, but the other person's crazy too. So crazy can fuck crazy.
And that, it'll be a crazy train.
That also protects sane people from you.
Yes.
So
they're
you
just
know,
stabbing each other.
So just kind of keep your crazy to yourself.
Yes. Yeah. That is the correct way to do it.
Then we could be like, we're going to put these guys over there and lock the door and run away.
Yay! Fucking. Crazy fucking.
Yeah.
Let the same people have their boring sex on the side.
Yeah. Those are the people that try the really interesting shit, you know? There's like, we should get some piercings and do some suspension. Oh, fuck that. I want a piercing through my entire body. A literal body piercing.
I've seen drawings of that. I got my entire body pierced. It was in Futurama special? One time.
I'm thinking of the two guys that got the Wolverine claws.
What?
That didn't get the healing factor. And they're like, did you touch brain? I touched brain too. It's a College Humor video.
Yeah,
or something
I saw
like
that,
that
too.
Yeah, not really, Saverin.
Okay,
but it's a metaphor, but no, seriously, that really happened. Oh, my turn to read an email.
You just okay? Read an email.
Okay, let's. The opposite of the opposite of the opposite of helpful, dear Notcast. What? Also, how hard would you like to punch the person to inevitably ask you to swallow question from Monty Python, Pyrostinger? So hard. This gets me into rant territory. Because, oh my god, when you've been an adult for many, many years, and you're still quoting shit from one movie you saw when you were 10... It's really time to learn some new humor that is infinitely better than Monty fucking Python.
I don't care, I guess.
It irritates the piss out of me.
Really?
Because it's just Holy Grail. That's the only... I'm not a Monty Python fan. I don't really care for the show one way or the other. But all anybody ever knows is Holy Grail. And,
true.
You know, people will still quote it. And it's like... And then look, like they're waiting for a reaction, and it's like, are you expecting anyone to laugh? We've heard that joke 8,000,001 times.
Mm-hmm. Just,
sorry, it's one of those geek culture things that gets under my skin a little bit.
The next time someone does that, I'm just like, new fag. Gosh, here is summer around here. You know, the new kids come in, they're going to spout off old shit.
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, just be like, old meme. Shove them in the face.
Old. Over.
Done.
Just, no. I'm tired of hearing that. Like, and a lot of times you'll see it, like, coming completely out of left field. Like, I will, like, jokingly insult Saverin, let's say, or something like that.
Again.
Because I never do that. And then some random person not involved in the conversation on Twitter will be like, and your father smelled of elderberries. And I'm like, that's apropos of nothing. What does that even have to do with what we were talking about? Oh, I see it so often. It just...
It's an overused dead meme.
Oh, break my iPad over my knee and fucking shiv bitches with the broken shards. And then be like, Tyrion, I need to buy an iPad 3 now.
And he'll be like, what happened? I got mad. I mean, Monty Python, I like it. I watched it when I was a kid. And you know what I don't do? I don't quote it to people. Because I assume that everybody has heard it a million fucking times.
Yeah. I mean, vary it up. You know, if you're going to quote movies, try to quote from a bunch of different sources.
Mm-hmm. I thought you smelled bad on the outside. Oh, no.
You know, just don't quote the same thing to the same people that you know have heard it all already before.
Yeah. You know? So there you go. That's and so the answer is we would punch him so hard.
Wow.
I didn't mean to punch him. I just rolled my eyes and looked tired.
Well, no, I would sigh. I wouldn't exactly punch. Just be like, for fuck's sake.
I do a combination. I would sigh and roll my punches. No, I wouldn't actually punch anybody. I'm not a puncher.
You're a lever, not a fighter.
No, I'd shiv them.
No. With the broken shards of your iPad.
Yeah, or possibly the slit their throat with a Monty Python DVD.
Oh, that would be the ultimate in irony. I guess. I don't know.
In an Alanis Morissette kind of way, sure.
Yeah. Very jagged little pill. Anyways. Moving on. It's now an hour in. We're going to play a song from Wizard.
Are you a wizard?
He is the Friendly Mississippi Wolf Wizard. W-I-Z-E-R-D.
Awesome.
F-A is Wizard Wolf. W-I-Z-E-R-D Wolf. And his YouTube channel is Official Acid Drop. So we're going to play one of his songs he sent us. And hopefully that will melt your eyes. Or melt your ears. Melt your eyes. Because hopefully if you're driving...
That would be really, really bad. Your song was so bad my eyes melted. Because they're in close proximity to my ears. My ears just exploded. They turned inside out and ate my brain.
Yeah, so enjoy the music, huh?
Shut up now, don't even try. I will save you.
are back. That was Friggin' Groove. So, hopefully your ears have not melted, or your eyes, or any other part of you. That was certainly a very interesting take on music.
My cum is melting onto your face.
Oh. Yeah, well,
it's a hot, sticky day here in Texas.
And to help get you there, this week's item from AdamandEve.com is right up the dude's alley. It is a men's pleasure wand. It is a vibrator for your butt and just angled just right to tickle the prostate. It has a vibrating egg and a four-speed controller. And it's waterproof. It's even wireless, it looks like. That's kind of cool.
Oh, man. Can I charge my dick via USB?
It's an ergonomically shaped 5-inch long, 1-inch wide shaft curved at the end of the crooked finger shape designed to especially reach and thrill your prostate. And the bulbous ridges on the end feel great going in. For even more sensation, sturdy red translucent plastic. All you need to do is lube it up and let the wand glide inside.
I love that it's ergonomically shaped. It implies that it's going to, like, push that slipped disc back into place in your spine or something, you know?
From the inside.
Like, your office chair is ergonomically shaped. Yes, from the inside.
But yeah,
the soft vibrations will move your slipped discs and vertebrae back into alignment.
Well,
and could give you the ability to walk again if the mind-shattering orgasm had not caused you to lose the ability to walk.
Again.
In any event, it's a butt toy for dudes. It's got 96 reviews, an average rating of 4.
That's pretty
good.
Runs
off 2 AA batteries, and it's $29.95. But if you use our coupon code NOT, that's
KNOT.
You can get half off.
That's the same code we'll use tomorrow, right, Saverin?
Nope. And
oh god,
3 free DVDs, mystery gift, and free shipping in the U.S. It's a hell of a deal, and it gets something you can pleasure yourself with. So go fuck yourself. No. AdamandEve.com. AdamandEve.com. Check it out. And remember, when you buy a sex toy from AdamandEve.com using our coupon code, you help us out too. I need to send them that invoice. So yay, there you go, AdamandEve.com. Shove something up your butt.
I was just trying to look at that there. I was like, huh.
It's
like the big part goes inside you, and then the other part like curves around the perineum. Or
yeah, and like vibes your taint. And even has a little ring, so like you can't lose that shit, you know? I don't know how you'd lose that shit to begin with, but it has a little ring so you can pull it out easy.
Wasn't Vibes Your Taint like an early 90s punk band?
Probably.
Okay. Just making sure. I think it was ska. That's when ska was big.
Yep. All right, so we've got a few emails left.
Ben's Warped Tour featuring Real Big Fish, Cake, and Vibes Your Taint.
Okay.
Anywho, email time.
So, who read the last email? I don't know. I'm going to read an email.
Okay. Read an email.
I was trying to remember.
I'm reading it now. Too bad.
I've slept since then.
An adventure in homosexuality that never was.
Frowny face.
Dun, 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 dun. Sad Hulk.
Hello, Fox Stuffers. It's me, Cartesian. Again, I'm sure you're sick of me by now, but fuck it, I'm sending an email anyway. On my recent trip to Australia, the land of poison and death and flammable koalas, I was getting ready to meet an internet friend of mine who I'd known for several years. During our friendship, he and I had an arrangement. Since he enjoyed having people watch him masturbate, we would go on Skype and watch each other masturbate. This has been the most sexual thing I'd ever done with another human being. When he heard about my trip to Australia, we instantly started planning where we could meet up and then go to a quiet place where I could go suck his cock. But of course, my nosy, paranoid, mildly racist parents refused because he was a person from the internet, and therefore a kidnapper, rapist, murderer hybrid. And also, the Gale Force winds and rain didn't help. Although it was a disappointing trip for me, since it looked like the one chance of a sexual encounter for me in the next few years until I get to college, made me think of this. Are there any tricks to giving mouth hugs? Any special things you can to you to make a guy moan, grab your head, and push it onto his cock. I like to think of myself as a bottom, and even the idea of pleasuring another guy gets me really turned on. So I decided to ask. I assume Saverin will be an expert on this, since he is the fox. I await your wise and hopefully FAP-compatible answers. Your loving tiger, Cartesian Heart.
So, Saverin, this is time for you to talk about your experience with that special surgery you had to remove your gag reflex.
You know
when they just remove everything between your mouth and your anus?
They hollow it out with a melon baller. You're just a tube.
A lot of citra.
The only living impalement victim. But the only way he can survive is by constant cum injections. It's like Cranked, except not.
Not at all. So
it's like Cranked starring foxes.
One of the things...
Next time I'll suck all your dicks.
All 37s. In a row. So, when it comes to giving head, practice does make perfect. You can practice, though, on convenient household items. Get yourself... Plus, is staring at me very creepily.
I'm just like, I'm a convenient household item.
Well, yes, Fuzz is a convenient to me location right now.
But
yes.
Not the Cartesian. Oh, wait a minute.
He scoots his chair over towards me. It's like,
I don't know what's wrong with Saverin's mind the last episode. He got a little hard to understand. Don't podcast while giving mouth hugs. That's good advice.
Yeah. No, practice make perfect. You can practice with a hot dog, practice with a carrot, practice with a cucumber, practice with...
Anything.
You know, anything vaguely phallic. And you get used to suppressing your gag reflex so you can suck lots of cocks.
Had to have emergency surgery to remove the 15 vibrators from my stomach.
No, you're not supposed to swallow that. And don't bite down either.
You can do it with a... hasn't been in your butt dildo.
Go to prison so that they knock out your teeth and then you have no biting.
You're not helping, Fuzz.
Okay. 180! Woo!
I was going to say, this is the unhelpful podcast.
Well, we want to give helpful information to legitimate questions.
Squeeze the base at a cock, lick around the underside of the head where the head joins the shaft. Work the balls if the guy is into working the balls.
Play with the balls. Do not neglect the balls.
Yeah, some are not into that, though, so...
Yeah,
some guys communication is key.
Yeah, some guys have, like, God, jump a mile and a half if you touch their balls.
Like, and some are just like, what are you doing? I mean, they don't do anything. Just leave them alone.
Yeah, they're just for decoration.
Basically. I mean, I've had some where, like, yeah, play with it, and some are like... I mean, I don't know what you're doing, but okay.
Yeah, you know, they're
tug my scrotum out until it's big enough to wear like a mask.
And then go...
instant cum in your hair at that point. No, don't actually do that to my scrotum. That sounds unpleasant. But some people might be into that. But yes, communication is key. You know, you ask them first, do you want me to wear your scrotum like a hat while I'm blowing you? And if they're like, the fuck is wrong with you? Just be like, I listen to Notcast. And then he'll leave unfulfilled.
So yeah.
But I think we had some decent advice in there.
Yep.
You know, if you can deep throat, that's cool. Not required, but it's a nice surprise when it happens.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
What are you doing, Saverin? Are you making new Twitter icons, Saverin?
No.
Doing,
Saverin?
totally doing nothing. Nothing at all.
Oh, that's cool. So, yeah, it's great. Anyway, it's all good. Shiva, it's your turn to read an email.
Let me find it.
Read an email about homosexuality.
You just read that one.
Well, most of our emails have something to do with.
Yeah, let me see what I can find. I'm just... let's see, real quick question. Hey there, I have a question to ask you guys. My name is Alec. I'm 18. My persona is, I have no idea how to pronounce it, Aioxi? It's A-E-I-O-X.
The and fox. And Bingo was his name. Oh.
Which is obviously a fox. I've been in the furry community a few years, and I can't ever skip away to FWA because my parents want to know where I go all the time. I wasn't sure about how to tell them this. I just wanted your opinion. I want to know if you guys have any idea on how to tell your parents that you are a fur. My parents are pretty understanding and aren't even awkward with the fact that I'm gay. Thanks for your time. Sincerely, Alec B. I have no idea, the fox.
Ayo, the fox?
I like I said, I have no idea, the fox. Mm. You could basically pawn it off as a, you know, comic book kind of style convention. That's kind of the most similar one that I can.
Yeah. Or say it's a gay orgy, because it's pretty similar.
A comic book convention, gay orgy. Both have lots of duties.
I bet a furry convention and a gay orgy are very similar.
I was going to say, both a comic book convention and a gay orgy have a lot of dudes.
Yes. They both involve a lot of lube and sweat.
Yes.
And fans and body paint.
Yes.
And comic books.
And spandex.
Comic books.
Spandex. All the spandex.
Sometimes leather.
Leather. And
role play.
Pleasure spiked with pain and music is my airplane.
So, yeah, basically, I wouldn't gloss over the details and draw analogies to other kind of more mainstream.
No, you definitely don't want to draw analogies, because the word analogies has anal in it. You can't spell analogy without anal, and then they'll know you're going to a gay thing.
Ah. Okay.
See that? That's grammar. With an E.
Grammar.
Okay, your turn.
Oh, shit. Right. Slide to unlock. I can't read. Wow, this... We need to archive a couple of the ones we've already read. Okay. Boop. All right.
We got four left.
We do?
I do.
Well, we have other ones that are marked. Oh, great.
What?
Okay, here we go. We have a CaliferCon report.
Yay!
Yay! Because I asked about CaliferCon reports and what the FurCon reports. And didn't get a whole lot of con reports. What about con reports, damn it? Okay. Hey, Notcast, you asked for Califer reports, so here's mine. Got there on Friday at about 1 after getting up crazy early and driving down from the Bay Area. Met up with a couple of SoCal friends and promptly had the printer break down when I got to Reg. That's normal for cons. After showering and stuff, really hot day, I commissioned a naughty sketch from Lillian. She likes drawing Twinkie girly characters, apparently. I'm totally going to look her up. And a super cute badge by Thornwolf. Made one idiot move at chess that lost me third place. Was outfoxed at poker, but won the Magic the Gathering tournament. I didn't go to the ice cream social or cabaret, but apparently they decided no nudity at the cabaret. So when a girl took her talk off, they cut the power and killed it. They killed the girl? Seems
no, the cabaret.
That's a very extreme reaction.
Yeah.
Wow. Security was on it.
It's like they must have had like a sniper set up, right?
Just fucking take her out. You see a hint of nip, take her out. I thought stripping was sort of the point. Apart from a couple blips, it was a great condo. Had some awesome drunk room parties and great dinners with friends in the Asian Mall. Was definitely worth it, despite having a final the day after. Cootie Fox.
Cool.
Sounds like fun.
So, what's interesting is, like, So, like, back in the day, Conference had that reputation for the really, all the debauchery of the Cavalry or whatever it was. They had their variety show or whatever. And, mm-hmm. you know, cons, since that one finished, cons since then have been, like, really, really uptight about shit that they show on stage, to the point that furry conventions are way more uptight than any non-furry conventions are. I mean, yep. You've been to AllCon. You talked about seeing boobs on the show. You know,
that's such a happy memory.
We would not be able to do that at Furry Fiesta. You know, it's mm-hmm. something that we would just never get approved on the staff, even, because we're all so fucking uptight about it. And I don't know what the rules actually are anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, like, or I guess people are allowed to do that kind of cabaret because it's in the same hotel. What was the other con that I heard about recently that did some pretty wild shit at one of the? Oh no! It wasn't a con. It was a con, but it wasn't a cabaret. It's when Saverin and I went to Dallas Comic Con, and like the first. No, wait, no, it wasn't. My bad. Sorry. It was a con, and I was, you know, because I work nearby, and the first fucking people I saw at a con was a dude holding a leash and, like,
leading a chick around.
Leading a chick around who was partially dressed as a wolf.
Mm-hmm. Like, I saw one of that same thing this year, too.
And it's like, some fur cons have rules about you're not allowed to wear collars, you're not allowed to walk anyone around on a leash. Okay, you're allowed to wear a collar, but you can't have a leash attached to it. And apparently, yeah, like, I think Acon, you can do that.
Fiesta has a rule regarding that.
Well, I think they're allowed collars, but not a leash.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. This guy was, like, leading this chick around on a leash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You
know? So it's like anime cons do this, sci-fi cons do this, but furry cons don't. Some people point this out,
like,
too.
Like Slave Leah with a chain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm not really sure we as a fandom got so fucking paranoid after Conference that we overreached or something. I don't know.
Maybe, but
it's an interesting sort of difference there, you know, especially when, like, the other fandoms are looking down on furries for being overly sexualized. And
then AllCon has a strip show, you know.
Exactly, yeah.
Which, God bless them, it's glorious.
You know, the exact same convention where Saverin saw those comedians making fun of furries, mm-hmm. they had a strip show. It's like, what? Over-sexual, what?
Mm-hmm.
It's just so fucking bizarre. Anyway, your turn, Saverin.
All right. 180. Silly shit. This is definitely a silly question, though I doubt you'll need to tell you that. Okay, so long story short, my girlfriend was taken by a space ninja, eh? The issue is that they're in space. I tried contacting a group of space pirates for a rescue, but I'm not sure that's the best plan. I mean, after all, my great-uncle Billy B. always did tell me to be careful of one-legged men. Between this and the time she was kidnapped by the Flying Spaghetti Monster cult, I guess you could say that I'm on a never-ending quest to save my girlfriend. Awaiting your answer, Rinus Torah, eh?
Well, there was a question in there?
That's the silliest part of all.
He's looking how to rescue his girlfriend from space ninjas. See, what you need is you're going to need them space pirates. Because, well, all of them.
Sounds like space mounties, actually.
You need some space mounties, eh?
I'll give you some space mounties.
They'll go after them on their space horses.
With their little red space hats.
Yes. That let them breathe in space. Because they're space mounties from the great white north of space.
Have you guys ever heard a song called Planet Texas?
No, I can't say that I have.
Oh, it's a really good song. I know it sounds weird, but it's a Kenny Rogers song from the 90s that was really ahead of its time. And this is, like, exactly what it's about. It's about fucking space cowboys that are, like, they're on cybernetic horses, and their 9 irons are shooting laser lights.
9 irons.
Whatever.
There's six shooters. There's which six are shooters. Totally not nine irons.
Nine irons is a golfing thing, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's why I said nine irons.
You can tell how often I play sports. But yeah, it's a really cool song. It's got a really neat sound to it. Shut up, Sheila.
Sorry.
I'm a dumb wolf.
I'm just picturing people shooting golf clubs.
Fuck pew, yeah, pew. Man. Laser shooting golf clubs. Shit, yeah.
See, hey, go.
Tiger Woods would be back on top if he had fucking laser clubs. Laser club. Sounds like a roller rink in the 80s. Xanadu.
God, Xanadu on skates.
So.
I think it's my turn.
Is it? Okay. All right. Are we reading another email or are we out of email?
No, we got one. We got two more.
Okay.
There's two more here.
Let's see. Episode 180. A friend of mine has a problem. Being canid could cause some issues with being unable to separate quickly as one might like after having a little fun. How does one respond if someone such as a maid enters a room while you are tied? Is there some etiquette? Is there a quick way to shrink the knot? I found it very embarrassing the last time. Even though the do not disturb sign had been put up, it had apparently slipped off, and so my friend was in a naughty situation. Sincerely, FFW. So, how do you guys cope with your knotting issues?
Just ask the maid to join in.
It's like, excuse me, I'm quite engaged here.
Well, give us about 5 more minutes. We should be good. Come back.
Only 5 minutes. 5 minutes can't decrease a knot of this magnitude.
It's like, bite the pillow. It's coming out.
You ordered a new special lube from AdamandEve.com. It's called Crisco. What was he said, Sarah? Get the lard.
Get the lard. This knot's coming out now.
So rings off of fingers, knots out of assholes, you know.
Oh, fed.
And this is only
it's the
if,
wonder substance.
This is only if you're an anthropomorphic critter. Otherwise, don't do that.
No. Only use lard for lube if you're an anthropomorphic critter or an American.
America.
Fuck yeah! Use a lube for lard for lube because I'm fucking gay. Yeah.
Oh, what the hell, guys?
I don't know.
Read an email.
I feel a little bit tipsy. I haven't even been drinking.
You're.
It's just late.
It's only 10:15. This isn't nearly as late as we normally go.
Oh God, it's so late. I'm old.
I'm the one who had finished off the little bottle of vodka.
So.
Because it was there.
Shut up.
Poor Sam.
While you're down there, all
sad mouth hugs.
Despondent mouth hugging.
All right, so this is a long ass email, Fuzz.
Okay, that's why you're going to read it. I am going to sleep.
What?
Okay, all right, I'll read the email. Empty bed syndrome / political bubble. Dear Knotcast, first off, I would like to reply to Fuzz's comment he made a while ago when I had written in before that I was wanking and getting high while writing my email. In fact, about an hour before writing the email, I had returned from the emergency room because I had had part of my hand deep fried.
Ow.
Sounds like a very odd procedure.
But delicious.
Speaking of lard, frying. The doctor had given me some pill to help with the pain, but it was only a major second degree burn.
Only.
What? And I am better now. I'm glad you're better now. That sounds like it really sucked. My question would have to do with what I'm calling empty bed syndrome.
I have been having trouble getting over no longer having a partner. Not that I want my ex back, he was an abusive asshole, but long for what I had when my family said he still loved me and tried to make me feel good. But for some reason, I have had issues not having someone else in my bed. I miss having someone there to cuddle, someone to wake up to. I'm fine with being single for now, until I am out of post-secondary school. Mainly because I want to move to another city in the same province when I'm done and don't want to make them go kicking and screaming to a new city if they don't want me to after we are both economically invested.
Emotionally
invested, sorry. Wow. That stupid autocorrect in my brain. Also, my parents and the government expect me to do well or pay for it myself without assistance. My parents will pay for it, and the government here will give my family assistance if I do good and not leave the province after I graduate to help with the cost of schooling. I would feel guilty with my parents paying for my schooling and would feel... Shit, I dropped that. Where was I?
Feel guilty about my parents paying for my schooling.
You better emotionally invest. Crap, I'm sorry. Okay, parents, I would feel bad if they don't get the government assistance. When I move, then I would consider finding a long-term partner and settling down. Does Notcast have any advice for dealing with this problem?
No. Okay. There's always hug pillows.
Hug pillows. Friends with benefits.
No, I'm not even lying. Having something to cuddle up to at night, even if it's a pillow, is better than nothing. Mm-hmm. They're not expensive, and you don't even have to get one of those those creepy-ass hentai ones.
Yeah.
Like, hey, look, it's a loli. And on the other side, she's naked.
In fact, you can commission Saverin to sew you a naked anthro rarity.
It's an interesting expression.
Sigh.
I know what my one cool thing is this week.
Marshmallow ass cheeks.
Very marshmallow butt cheeks.
That's right. I want a hug pillow of Rarity's marshmallow ass cheeks. That's just something to address the question. I mean, that's something that it just is going to take some getting used to. I mean, you know, I'm sure you remember that, like, it took some getting used to sleeping next to someone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know when I, with the exception of like the occasional hotel stay and an occasional visit, when I moved in with Tyrion, it like took my sleeping pattern a little while to adjust to having another person in the bed with me, even though it was a larger bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's look with me and Panther. When we first moved in each other, we kept waking each other up at night.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Till we got used to it. Now it's like, I'm not sleeping next to him. This sucks.
Oh. You know,
even if we're not, like, cuddled up, just having the other person in the bed, their warmth is there.
It helps.
What's funny about Saverin and Panther is that they very cutely snore in unison.
Yep. We do.
Really?
Yeah, we were sharing a room. Tyrion and I were sharing a room with them at some con or other, and I happened to look over, and they were cuddled up, and they were snoring in time with each other. I don't know if that's just one of those situations that randomly happens, kind of like when you come together, it happens like once in 100, and it's kind of cool when it happens. But yeah, they happened to be snoring in tune with each other. It was kind of funny. Not like other... Oh, that's a really horrible looking plushie. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm looking at for pillow.
Okay. So what I'm saying in a long roundabout rambling sort of way is that you will get used to it with time. But I mean, Saverin might be right. You know, get yourself some kind of pillow. Even one of those big plain body pillows. It doesn't have to be a creepy pony or lolly pillow.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Wouldn't you want this
no
semi creepy anthro Pinkie Pie?
No.
She's in her gala dress.
No.
She's looks like bubblegum.
Read the email.
That makes it just even better. In your last episode, you discussed the idea of being in a political bubble. I don't know how it is down there in the USA, but here in Canada, I have seemed to be able to agree to disagree has been the norm. Huh. Oh, okay. I have friends that are Christian, Muslim, Hindu, etc., that know I'm an atheist or PCs, political conservatives.
Progressive.
Progressive. God, what's wrong with me tonight?
No, I'm rubbing off on you.
And now you're correcting me. It's like, my God, it is 180. It's, yes, it's fucking reverse, yes, week.
I haven't fucked up an email yet.
Oh, my God.
And you guys have. It's great.
We're not doing this every week. We can only do this every 180th episode. So episode 1800, we can do this again. That no, I'm an NDP. Yeah, you know me. Democratic, socialist, liberal, green voter. Even more leftist parties than the U.S. Democrats. Guess what? They could not give two fucks. We share common interests, but can agree to disagree on politics and religion. So what, you like your big bank? I can still use my credit union, is the attitude. But where this can become a problem is in a relationship. Me and one of my exes had this problem. According to him, I needed to vote for the Tories, right-wingers, or as you Americans say, the Republicans. Actually, what we say is cunts, but... Anyway, leave my credit union and move to a big bank, stop shopping at the local co-op and local businesses, and go to big chain stores, and go to church with him. I can't stand church, nor can anyone in my family, but we're a bunch of left-wing socialist atheists anyway that are allergic to bigoted bullshit.
High five.
Bro. The last time we went to church, they told us the gays and Buddhists are evil, and this was a liberal church. My parents thought that church would be a bad influence on us kids. They were right. This was a recipe for disaster. Needless to say, we did not get along and our relationship ended. Well, I guess the moral of this story is that no matter how sexy and hot they might be, if you can't agree on these things, don't be surprised to have problems. But I'm not actively trying to filter out the Tories' opinions. I need to know what they are so that I can make balanced dissensions in the future, even if I don't agree with the party. If they are in power, what they think will still affect me. That's a difficult email to read. Missing some punctuation here. And I have not disagreed with everything that the Tories have done. I like having rights, something the Tories first gave us. Nor have I agreed with everything that the left has done. I don't think that using the War Measures Act on a whim is acceptable. Our media also prides itself on not being biased, something I can notice when I watch US TV. I cannot watch it without noticing the bias, both left or right. Is my observation different from the norm in the USA? Not to say that in Canada we are perfect. We still have assholes that are going to shove their opinions in others' faces and not agree to disagree. As well, just because we can agree to disagree does not mean that our government is not a clusterfuck. It still is. I mean, a $15 billion accounting error on some fighter jets that was tried to been kept secret from Parliament and elections fraud investigations. I'm not trying to be an asshole that thinks Canada is perfect. We have our problems too, just trying to put things into perspective. Surely yours, Istus Fox.
Yeah, Canada's kind of known for their politeness. I'm sure there's plenty of cunts up there, but the political climate's a lot different.
Less cunty.
Yeah.
It just kind of also seems to be a little bit more live and let live, at least from what I can see up there.
Like, hey, we live in the frozen north, eh? Let's not kick down each other's igloos, eh?
See, I think some of the political extremism is starting to kind of spread from the U.S. to Canada, though.
Yeah.
We're like a virus, like mankind. And we're infecting them with our bad ideas, you know.
And craziness.
Since they're our hat. America has lice.
It's like America's lice is infecting Canada.
Yeah. We have lice called the Tea Party, and it's starting to infect our hat. Canada.
No.
You know what you do with lice? You kill them to the last!
Exterminate!
Exterminate!
Oh, God.
Well, you do, otherwise they keep coming back.
Yes, yeah. I know.
Just cut off government, socialized healthcare, and, well, they'll be dead in a few months. And we can restart it! What's that old tea partier that gets Medicare to pay for your pills that you need to live? You don't want the government doing socialized health care? Okay.
Bye.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have any income and you need pills? Too bad.
It's funny because they've even said, you know, keep your government hands off my Medicare. And it's like, wait, what? My brain just melted. Yeah, America is really fucking crazy right now, man. Just shit. And it's not even because we're in an election year. It's been like this for the last 10 fucking years. And it's just, ugh.
Yep. So next week, AnthroCon.
Yeah. Have we decided how we're doing that yet? I know Sabrin and I will be at AnthroCon. We might record something there. I'm thinking maybe like Sunday night we can record an impromptu con report.
Yeah, sort of a, hey, this was the con that was.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, it's fresh in our minds, you know, and it's something that maybe we can upload and send back to Panther. Are you guys doing anything while we're
Hadn't made any solid plans not yet.
Okay. So, we don't know what's coming your way next week.
Something.
It will be something.
And we'll be at AnthroCon. I mean, you can say hi to us there.
Yeah, Savern and I will be at AnthroCon. We'll be spending most of our time at the Fur Planet table in the dealer's room. We are tables A, 9, 10, and 11.
On the wall.
With three tables on the wall. Walk in, turn to your left, and you'll see us back there. We should have many big posters up for our new releases. We will have a fuck ton of new releases. And that's, you know, that's like 75% of the convention right there will be
table
in the dealer's room. You know, I'm sure I'll be doing some walking around and doing some business here and there, but
at least y'all are easy to find.
Yes. Yeah.
That's bring us cookies, bring us, you know, cheese. Cans of Diet Dr. Pepper and Coke Zero. Do not bring us open containers or alcoholic beverages. They will be summarily dismissed.
But
I'm not getting roofied unless I want to get roofied, goddammit.
God. But please come and buy some comics, buy some books. You know, we got some good shit, tons of good shit. So delicious, tasty paper. It's not printed in China, which means there's no lead in it. So, you know,
and less arsenic than expected.
If you're a goat, you can chew it and you won't get sick.
Yay!
But you should read books first before chewing them.
Yes. It's a much easier reading experience.
Yes. So, throw out the contact information there. The show is not cast on Twitter, LiveJournal, Fur Affinity. That's all the main accounts.
Right? Then, of course, we have our IRC channel, Notcast, on irc.anthrochat.net.
If you want to follow us on Twitter, I'm FuzzWolf2000.
I'm Savin Drake.
Shiva's is unpronounceable.
No, it's not. It's Chimera.
It's unspellable. We'll
spell it.
Chimaera.
Yeah, I have finally figured that out. I used to actually, like, look at the last thing you added me at and just copy it from there.
It's just a misspelling of the Greek monster. I mean, it's...
I just think it took me a little while.
Okay.
You know, sometimes with the unique names, I'm...
It's because there's a million fucking Shivas. I had to come up with something else.
Why didn't you use a Shiva cat? Does it match your fa?
Yeah, well, I thought about that. It's just, I use Chimera pretty much everywhere else but furry, so.
Oh, okay.
It's my usual handle everywhere else.
Well, that makes sense.
So.
Anyway, so, do we need to throw anything else out there? I can't think of anything else that we've got
coming up here. That's about it. You know, we got the rest of this month, and then we've got 4th of July.
If you're going to further confusion, it is probably already too late to get a hotel because they opened today and they sold out of a shitload of their hotel spaces. So, if you hear this and you're planning on going to FC, go and try and get a hotel room before they are completely gone.
Yep. Okay.
PSA Wolf.
You're helping.
So, on that note,
good night.
And big balls.